So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'inin v'hamafakeach esagal, v'chein mi sheheftichuhu lahitziu mebeis asurim, v'hachoyla v'hazokin, shein yechoylin lechel kezayis, sheikh nalein. The following people, even though there is a reasonable chance that they will not be able to eat the Korban Pesach when the time comes, can be registered on the Korban Pesach. But the Korban should have others registered on it as well, so that it won't be ruined in case these people cannot eat the Korban. An oinin, who has not yet buried his relative, and may become tame before nightfall when he buries his relative. Somebody who clears a pile of rubble, because there may be a dead body under the pile, that would be metame the person. Somebody who is promised to be let out of a non-Jewish prison that is located outside of Yerushalayim, because he may not actually be released. Jewish jailers who promise to release him can be trusted, because She'eris Yisrael le'yasu avlo v'le'idah b'chazam. We assume that Jews will keep their word. A sick or old person who can still eat a kezayis of meat, but may become more sick and unable to eat by the time of the eating of the Korban Pesach. In all these cases, if they prove unable to eat it, peturin milasas Pesach sheni, they do not have to bring a Pesach sheni, because he was yetzer the mitzvah of akravas haPesach, because at the time of the shechita he was able to eat a kezayis. Except for the case of clearing a round pile of rubble, because in that case the person was tummy the entire time, but just was not aware of it. Zok the Mishnah, Ein shechtenes haPesach al hayochid. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we cannot shecht the Korban Pesach for a single individual, because the pasuk says, Leituchel lizbayach as haPesach ba'achad sharecha. Since the word ba'achad is superfluous, Rabbi Yehuda darshans it by itself, as if it would say, Leituchel lizbayach as haPesach ba'achad. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the pasuk ish lefi achlei teaches that we can shecht the Korban Pesach for a single person. The pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda quoted teaches that there is an isser to shecht the Korban Pesach on the Bamas Yachid during a time that Bamas are asr, but it is mutter during a time that Bamas are mutter. The Gemara asks, Miyam Rabbi Yehuda ein shechtnes haPesach al Yachid? Rabbi Yehuda says that on Pesach Rishon we can shecht for a woman bifnei atzma, on her own, implying that a Korban Pesach can be shechted for a single person. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yehuda means to say bifnei atzman, that we can shecht for a group made up exclusively of women, but not for a single woman. When the Mishnah says that we don't shecht for chaburas, nashim, avadim, or katanim, we don't mean that we can't shecht for a group made up exclusively of women, but that we can't shecht for a mixed group of women and slaves who may act inappropriately, or a group of children and slaves because of preetzes. The Brisa quotes three opinions where the women can be registered on Korban, Pesach, Rishon, and Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda holds she can be the sole person registered on the Pesach Rishon because b'michsas nefashos includes women, but they can only be together with a larger group on the Pesach Sheni because the pasuk about Pesach Sheni says cheta yisah ishahu, implying that only men are chayv in Pesach Sheni. The only reason they can be included at all on Pesach Sheni is that the pasuk equates Pesach Sheni to Pesach Rishon with the phrase k'kol chukas haPesach. Rabbi Yisi holds that a woman can be the sole registrant both on the Pesach Rishon, because it says b'michsas, which includes women, and a Pesach Sheni, because it says ha'nefesh ahi, which includes women. The term ish by Pesach Sheni does not exclude women, but excludes children from the Chiyuv Karas. Rabbi Shimon holds that a woman can only be registered along with others for Pesach Rishon, because ish excludes women, and michsas includes them, but cannot be registered at all on Pesach Sheni, because there is an additional term ish to exclude women entirely. Amar Yaakov Amar Yechanan. Einos and Chabur Shekula Gerim. Yechanan holds that a group cannot be made up exclusively of Gerim because they are extra strict in how they observe halacha and may declare the Korban to be possible. Tan Rabban. The Braisa quotes two opinions about the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Mar. The Tanakhama says that they are only an obligation on the first day, but after the first day, they're rishus. Shimon says that they are obligatory for men, but not for women. The Gemara explains that women are definitely obligated in matzah, because kol sheyeshne bebal teichel chametz, yeshne bekomochel matzah. Anybody who is forbidden to eat chametz is obligated to eat matzah. So Reb Shimon is clearly only referring to Korban Pesach when he says that women are not obligated. This is consistent with what Reb Shimon said in the Braisa earlier in the daf, that women can only be registered along with other people for a Pesach Rishon.